You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Site Village exhibitions are an opportunity for people to come together to find out more about products and services aimed at the blind and partially sighted community. One of the biggest events of the year is always in the Southeast, and Rose Woodall, Site Village events coordinator from QAC, joins me now to talk about it. Rose, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. It doesn't seem that long since I last spoke to you, but
we're very excited
about London.
Very busy year. What can we expect from Site Village London this year?
Well, we're excited because, one, we've gone with a new venue, which is more accessible all on the ground floor, and two, by popular demand, really, people's asking for a two-day Site Village in London. So we've got 2 days in a lovely venue. So, yeah, we're really excited.
Are there any exhibitors you're particularly excited to welcome to the event this year?
Yeah, so we've got a range of, you know, exhibitors coming to Site Village. We've got some new ones. So we've got Braille Index are coming. We've got Illumination Freedom. So that's like physical. We've got Humanware. VI Safety is one of our sponsors, Thomas Pocklington, R&IB. There's a huge list for London. It's all on the website.
Well, Site Village exhibitions take place right across the country, and you've been very busy this year. But for people who haven't been to a Site Village exhibition before, what's the difference between being there in person and maybe just looking at some of the exhibitors online?
I think when you're there in person, you really feel the really good atmosphere. People have described it, it's a sensory show, it's very hands-on, so you can get to try the product, you can talk, you can ask the questions, things that if you only see it in a magazine or, you know, if you've been made aware of it, you don't get all that interaction. So Site Village is really nice. You can come for the day, there'll be refreshments, there's 2 seminars taking place throughout the day, so I think over the 2 days there's like 36 seminars, so a lot going on.
And you're back in London on the 18th and 19th of November in the new venue, as you say. Tell us a bit about the ILEC Conference Centre. What's it like?
Yeah, so it's lovely. It's a spacious event in the West London. And it's, as I said, on the ground floor. There's no pillars. There's no obstruction. It's carpeted, so there's no sound from the acoustics of the canes. So, yeah, it's just a really lovely venue. There is parking at the rear of the venue, which has got a fare. But, yeah, it's just a really nice venue. So we're hoping that people are going to enjoy the new venue.
And for public transport, what's the best tube stations or bus stations for people to get there?
Yeah, so the nearest tube station is West Brompton. Again, all the travel information is on the website. There's direct bus service that drops you right outside the conference. There's a number of buses, again, all on the website. If I read them all out, you might not remember. But, yeah, all the information's on there. So very accessible in London to bus service, tubes. So, yeah, hopefully it ticks all the boxes and people will enjoy it.
Well, like many of the other Site Village events so far this year, you'll be holding seminars, as you mentioned, at Site Village in London, away from the main hall, a quieter space to hear about lots of different topics. What can you tell us about some of the speakers you've got lined up?
Yeah, so I've highlighted just a couple. So we've got an introduction presentation about Index Braille, talking about their Braille printing. We've got physical activities from Metro Sports. Thomas Pocklington, come and find out about AI. And we've got a new one, which is incorporating essential oils and sensory exercise for well-being for visually impaired. And SeeAble are offering award-winning holidays. So that's just to name a few. There's so many going on.
And as we move towards the end of 2025, you're not slowing down. Rose, you're already planning for 2026. What can you tell us about next year's Site Village events? Or is it top secret at the moment?
No, it's not top secret. I can tell you because, believe it or not, next year is booked. So we're travelling back to Scotland next year. We're going down to Devon. We haven't been there for a few years. We'll be working with the North Wales Blind Society and going to North Wales instead of South Wales. We've got Leeds, Birmingham and London. So, yeah, 6 events next year.
Well, lots to look forward to next year already. Entrance is free, of course, to Site Village events, but you do recommend registering before you arrive, Rose. How can people do that and also find out a bit more about Site Village London?
Yeah, so everything is on the website, and, you know, any questions, feel free to call me. I will give the information. If you want to pre-register, which we ask people do, just because it makes the queues go down quicker, because we can just scan you in quicker. So to pre-register, you can go on to the www.qacsitevillage.org.uk and book your tickets. You can phone us directly on 0121 803 5313, or you can email us on sv@qac.ac.uk.
Well, we'll look forward to Site Village London at the ILAC Conference Centre in London on Tuesday the 18th and Wednesday the 19th of November. Rose Woodall from QAC, thanks again for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing everyone there.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.